This week on Texans Huddle.
So now it's just a matter of building back to being better than where I was before.
I never thought there was any way Denver would let Brock Osweiler get away.
Most of all, I'm extremely excited to get to work.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Texans Huddle. I'm Patty Smith, and yes, it is our first Texans Huddle of the 2016 season, and as always, it is our off-season special. And what an off-season it has been for the Houston Texans. Of course, the 2015 campaign ended with a regular season record of 9-7, and then culminated with an early playoff departure at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs. So where did the team go from there this offseason? Well, we're going to get you caught up on all of that over the course of the next 30 minutes. But we're going to start with this week. After 3 months off, the team reported for offseason workouts right here at NRG Stadium, and we had a chance to hear from the players.
Well, it's been the same offseason, just surrounding myself with family, people that don't look at me different, you know, people that treat me the same, people that don't call me a Pro Bowl receiver. Just people that's been there, you know, that's always going to humble me and, just basically keeping me where I've always been to have that drive.
Very close to getting back to 100%. I think our trainers have done a great job. I think everybody that helped me back in Wisconsin has done a great job. I think the doctor that did the surgeries did a great job. So now it's just a matter of building back to being better than where I was before, which is my goal. I feel really good. I think I'm farther along than, you know, maybe you thought I'd be. So it's just day-to-day. It's just a day-to-day, and no worries whatsoever moving forward. I think it's just now it's just the process every single day.
Yeah, I feel great. And, I really felt by the middle of the season towards the end last year, I really started playing like myself again and looked to build upon that. Had an awesome offseason. I was able to get away for a little bit, too, and just get away from some football. But, you know, now back into it and feeling great and just really excited to be back.
Obviously, everyone anxious to get started and definitely looking forward to the upcoming season. Now, we all know the biggest news this offseason was what the Houston Texans did in free agency. They made perhaps the biggest splash they've ever made in franchise history and perhaps even the biggest splash in the NFL this season. And the Houston Texans front office couldn't be happier with the moves they made.
We've had a plan that we have had in place for several years, and we've known where we wanted to go, and you can't always go there when you want to go there. Players have to be available. You have to have the opportunity, and fortunately this year we were able to experience that situation.
Part of that plan is to have an organization that is consistently competing every year. And I think if you look back over the last five or so years, I think we've had some measure of success. We've had a winning season four out of the last 5 years and had a few division championships, but we haven't taken the next step. And we really believe that this class of free agents gives us an opportunity to do that.
I think it's an exciting time for our team, you know, and I think one thing that's important to note is kind of what Rick alluded to is it's a process. You know, we finish the season, we evaluate our own team, and we determine from that together what we think our team needs moving forward. And these four guys here definitely fill some needs in our opinion and make us a better team.
Quarterback Brock Osweiler, obviously the crown jewel there in free agency for the Texans, and he came in, introduced himself to the media and the city of Houston, and could not have been more impressive.
Very thankful. I'm very appreciative for everything that the Denver Broncos organization has done for me. However, in saying that, at this point in time in my career, I feel like the Houston Texans give me the best opportunity to be successful. From the top down, starting with the McNair family, and then moving on down into the coaching staff. And with Coach Godsey, with Coach O'Brien, and the offensive attack that they have here, I feel like their offense fits my skill set very well, and I'm excited to play in that offense, and that's ultimately what brought me here to Houston.
I think the way I described it to Mr. McNair, he checks all the boxes. What you look for in a quarterback, They're whether you're talking about physical characteristics or traits or mental things that you look for at the position, or toughness or competitiveness or you know, human characteristics. This guy, he checks the boxes, and we're excited about having him here and him being our quarterback.
There's a lot of things about Brock. I'm not going to get into all the details about what we see, but this guy is a good quarterback. He's got command at the line of scrimmage. He stands in the pocket. He doesn't look at the rush. He's standing in the pocket, and he's delivering the ball down the field. He played well in some big games this past year in Denver, and we're very, very glad to have him as our quarterback.
You know, I have great respect for the Houston Texans organization and what Mr. McNair has created here in Houston. I'm extremely humbled. I'm honored. But most of all, I'm extremely excited to get to work.
I never thought there was any way Denver would let Brock Osweiler get away. Again, Rake Smith needs to be complimented. Once he and Bill O'Brien determined that's the guy they wanted, Bob McNair gave him the money, said, do what you think needs to be done.
The way I look at it, the Houston Texans were a playoff team last year. And so they've already created a great culture here. They've already created a great locker room, and they already have a great football team. My biggest thing is just coming in and doing my job to the best of my abilities to put the football team in a position to be successful. You know, just don't hurt the football team. So I don't think I need to come in and do anything special. Obviously, I know there's plenty of areas that I can improve in my game, and I'm already working on that in the offseason.
One of the things I really like about Osweiler, they told me he learned so much from Peyton and Peyton Manning's work ethic that he actually started coming in before Peyton and leaving after Peyton, and they were stunned, soaking up everything he possibly could.
When you start talking about what I've learned from Peyton and what I've pulled from him, we would need hours to get through the full list. You know, obviously Peyton is one of the best to ever play the position, and I have tremendous respect for everything that he's done in this league. But ultimately, the thing I truly pulled away from Peyton is how to be a pro on a daily basis, how to be the same guy Monday through Sunday, whether it's April or whether it's November. And, you know, I'll always be very appreciative for Peyton. Whether he knew it or not, I was watching, and he taught me how to be a pro.
We look at all these guys. We watch their tape during the year. We watch their preseason tape. I think being out there in Denver a couple of years ago, that's where we first met. And you could tell at that point, even though, you know, that was only a year, I think, into his career, that you could tell that this guy had command of their offense, and he was, you know, playing behind a pretty good guy at that time, and he was learning from him. And then when you threw the tape on from this year, you know, to me it was impressive. He played in some very tough football games, some very meaningful football games during the year, and you know, like I said, it was impressive some of the things he did in those games. And it's not easy to be a starting quarterback in this league. In fact, it's one of the most difficult things in sports to do, and I think we got the right guy here.
You know, I'm just going to try to bring hard work to the table, leadership, and you know, once again, the Houston Texans are already a great football team. You know, nobody needs to come in here and work a miracle. I'm just going to try to be the best me I can possibly be on a daily basis to add to this great football team.
Brock Osweiler already showing those leadership skills by working with the quarterbacks and his receivers out in Arizona. So we're expecting great things from Brock, and the Houston Texans couldn't be more excited to have him aboard. All right, we've taken time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll hear from the other free agent signings on the other side of this break. Stay with us.